pastor of the Railing Hill Church of the Nazarene and the producer of the Awake Gospel Concert, Fidel Taylor, says persons can expect a show of high quality this weekend. He outlined some of the reasons why the event is being held.
This concert is being held first and foremost to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ and to create spiritual awareness in our nation, which I believe is much needed to send, you know, hope to our people, particularly our young people, against, you know, the backdrop of all the negativities in our society. This concert is also being staged in an effort to raise much-needed funds to renovate the Railing Hill Church of the Nazarene, a 45-year-old building that is in dire need of repairs.
Taylor also listed some of the members of the cast for this weekend's concert.
The concert will feature some of the nation's leading gospel artists, like Fenton Harry, Paul McMaster, Maxine Coombs, Otto Esteen from Africa, based in St. Vincent. We have folks from the U.S. performing as well, Gregory Olive and others. And we expect a real high standard. We expect anointed, powerful worship. We expect to see a huge turnout to this event.
And Taylor is inviting members of the public to attend the event and to support a worthy cause.
So I want to ask Vincentians and Christians abroad and locally to come out in their numbers and support the Awake SVG concert. More of this is needed. It is for a worthy cause. It is to help the Railing Hill Church of the Nazarene that is in dire need of restoration to accomplish that important task. And of course, it is to lift up the name of Jesus and to create spiritual awareness in our nation. So looking forward to seeing Vincentians coming out in their numbers and those in the diaspora following us.
Pastor of the Railing Hill Church of the Nazarene and the producer of the Awake Gospel Concert, Fidel Taylor. The Awake Gospel Concert is slated for Sunday, February 4th at the Russell's Auditorium from 6 p.m. I'm Johnny P. Straker for today's special report.